Hey, welcome to the Kim Komando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Komando community member. Here's hour one for the weekend of July 17th, 2021.
I bet you don't know this, and I bet you never even thought about it, but now you're just going to be so much smarter. We're going to start with a little fun fact. Now, it's a website that you use probably every single day. Think about it. Google search, Google Docs, Sheets, Photos, Calendar, the list goes on. Now, have you ever wondered, like, how did they come up with the word Google anyway? Back in 1995, two Stanford grad students, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, they wanted to call their search site, the first one was Backrub. Okay, that's right. Would have been called Backrub. Ooh, you know, I'll backrub that. Doesn't really have the same phrase, right? Didn't take off. So then they said, well, let's do a play on the mathematical expression Google, which is G-O-O-G-O-L. It's the number one followed by 100 zeros. Wow. Don't you feel smart? Now you know where it came from. You know, I saw a picture of Larry Page driving his brand new supercar the other day. It was gray with pinstripes and the rims were totally chromed out. Yes, and you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of the fun that we have here week after week. It's the nation's largest show about all things digital. I am, of course, America's beloved digital goddess here with you once again. Yes, in case you're wondering, they are still social distancing. The Kim Komando Show, you can find us on over 420 top stations throughout the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming as a podcast and as a webcast anytime you want over at getkim.com. And you can also hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. That's serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And we salute each and every one of you. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. I mean, I know you can always Google anything. And if you can Google steps, you probably should do that. But if you're looking for trusted advice, that's why I'm here. 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us on our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech that's happening right now. Now, first off, I don't know if you know this, so I have to tell you, just so everybody's all on the same page. Everyone's smartphone has a unique ID number. And the reason why is advertisers can hit you with personalized ads based on where you go, what you buy, the apps you use, and everything else that you do on your phone. Now, sounds kind of creepy, I know, privacy. But the silver lining is that these unique IDs are supposed to keep your actual identity anonymous to advertisers. But guess what? According to a new Motherboard report, they're not so anonymous. I know, kind of a shocker. Well, thanks to certain data brokers who unmask users through the loophole, then they sell that data to advertisers. Motherboard reporters went undercover as advertisers to see what kind of data they could potentially get. Now, one data broker has said that they have one of the largest repositories of current mobile advertising IDs, including full names, physical addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and IP addresses, right? All that's on your phone. Now, I'm not surprised. I'm sure you're not either. I mean, because it's really hard to stay anonymous. We have additional information about this report over at Komando.com, including really important stuff, how to opt out or reset your phone's mobile advertising ID. You know, just remember, any time that you see ads for something like a ukulele that you've always wanted, there are going to be some strings attached. Number two, let your brain do the talking. This is phenomenal. This is amazing. I don't know if you heard about this, but a team of researchers have developed what they call a speech neuroprosthetic that can decode brain waves and relay that information to a device. Now, in a medical first, they implanted electrodes onto the surface of a paralyzed man's brain in the area that controls speech. The electrodes were eventually able to decode dozens of words. Gosh, isn't that something? And once they could translate what the man was trying to say, the words and simple sentences would appear on a computer screen about 4 seconds later. Now, of course, this is going to take many, many years of additional research before becoming any kind of standard medical treatment. And as the team, they say they're trying to perfect the device when it comes to speed, accuracy, size of vocabulary. But I know that you might be a little skeptical about how impressive this truly is. But, you know, these brain electrodes just might change your mind. Number three, oh, I want this so badly. I do. LG, if you're listening, I'd be happy to review it for you, because 2.5 years ago, LG rolled out the future of TVs at CES, a TV that literally rolls out of a stand. The 65-inch OLED 4K TV just hides away in a box made of metal and wood that just sits on your floor, mounts to the ceiling, and it just rolls out with a push of the button. You can roll it out, roll it back up, 6 different modes. It could be music, a clock, frame, mood lighting, a home dashboard. I mean, I want this so badly. I just hate looking at black TV screens around the house. Well, LG finally started selling the signature OLEDR rollable 4K TV last October in other parts of the world, and now it's coming to the U.S. Pre-orders begin next month. Did I mention the price? Yeah. In the U.S., this LG rollable TV is going to sell for an even $100,000. Whoa. Okay. It's slick, but think about the other things you can do with $100,000. Maybe a Tesla Model X, the performance edition, okay? You could buy more than 160 boring, yes, LG 65-inch 4K TVs. You could also subscribe to Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Hulu for life. And, you know, I guess if I really want a TV like this one, I'm just going to have to roll with it. Number 4, the mystery peacock murder plot. What's going on? This is an example of words that you never thought you'd ever use in a single sentence in your entire life. Listen to this. Investigators in Northern California are trying to figure out if a peacock was killed in a kind of murder-for-hire plot that started with an ad on Craigslist. What? Yeah. The peacock in question, a bird that the area residents had named Azul, had become sort of like a neighborhood mascot for so many years. Apparently never aggressive, just like hanging out around the people in the neighborhood. You know, sitting down, cracking a beer. But one day, Azul unfortunately was shot and killed, not long after an ad was found on Craigslist about getting rid of a wild peacock. The ad had instructions asking that anyone interested in the job contact the poster to, quote, form a strategy to eliminate the bird. Come to an agreement on compensation, too. So the ad even included a satellite image of where the peacock could be found. After the hit, law enforcement got involved. They were able to locate the person who posted the Craigslist ad. So far, he hasn't been arrested. He told Inside Edition that he posted the ad asking that someone come capture the peacock and relocate it to a refuge. But the ad was altered to make him look guilty. Even though being accused of putting a hit on a wild bird, he is seemingly unflappable. And finally, you better go find all your old video games, okay? Because if you think that video games costing $50-$60 are expensive, wait until you hear how much these sold for. Way back in 1987, there was a Nintendo game called The Legend of Zelda. That's right. It's a limited run, meaning something that would become a collectible decades later. So an unopened copy of that video game sold at auction last week. Gosh. I think I even had this game. $870,000. Whoa. Okay. It set the record price for a single video game for just a few days. 2 days after that, an unopened copy of Super Mario 64, released in 1996, sold for $1.56 million. A video game. It's not just video games. Sports trading cards are back in high demand, selling unbelievable amounts. A new record was set earlier this month. A signed rookie card for basketball players Steph Curry from 2009 just sold for $5.9 million. Wow. A signed rookie card. That broke the previous record of another card last April, $5.2 million. So you should check your closet, your garage, your storage buildings, your attics, your parents' house. You could be sitting on a treasure you don't even know about. I mean, just going to try auctioning off some tarot cards, I was thinking, they should be worth a fortune. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have some apps that you need to remove from your phone because they are feeding you advertisements. Surprise. In our digital life hacks tip, we put together a list of items that you must have in case of an emergency. And of course, we're going to start with all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason. I mean, you can catch 1, 2, all 3 hours whenever you want over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And coming up in just a few moments, I know you've got pages and pages of apps on your phone, but I don't know if you really know that there are some that you should be removing because it's nothing but adware and malware. So you want to stay right where you are for that. And how about we start this hour of the show with Sam in Louisville, Kentucky. Hello there, Sam.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
Beautiful. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you know what? I got one of those just like... I know, and you look down on the phone, it said, like, Fairfield, Ohio. I'm like, I don't know anybody in Fairfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, maybe it's somebody that I know.
Yeah, I'm just kidding about that. Yeah. I enjoy your program, especially the one real product and two fake ones.
Yeah, brand new or not true.
And
How many do you get right, Sam?
Oh, you know the marvel about that is whoever comes up with the fake ones is a genius because – the fake ones, they should be real anyway.
I come up with
them. But, you know, I get maybe 30%, I suppose.
Oh,
although I have noticed that the foodies, they're always looking for innovation. So a lot of them, if it's a foodie innovation, then that's probably the real one.
Well, this week, I'm just telling you, because the brand new or not true is coming up in the next hour. This week... It is, you better really have your thinking cap on because it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one. So how can I help you?
Okay. Well, I'm an author. Actually, I've written one novel, and I'm about to restart my second one, and I'm looking for a good dictation software for my Apple.
Okay. Got an iMac or MacBook, or what are you using?
Well, I have a desktop, an iMac desktop, but I'm thinking about getting a laptop, you know, go back and forth. So maybe a speech-to-text dictation software.
Well, you know, you're going to love me. I know you already love me, but you're going to...
I already do.
You're going to really love me now. Here's the reason why, is that that you already have it. It's already built into your Mac. You don't have to do anything. You're just going to turn it on. It's under System Preferences, under Keyboard, and then there's Dictation.
Okay.
And it actually works very well. And the
Do
only,
I need a microphone or something?
You know, I was just going to mention that. If you were wearing a headset, if you're going to wear a headset, that would be best of all. You just plug that sucker into the USB port and, you know, just buy one that's like, you know, $15-$20 over on Amazon. Brand name if you can find one. And you actually have to speak about, you can't go too fast, maybe... You want to give it like 40 words at a time to let it catch up with you, and then.
I'm from the South, and my drawl is pretty slow to begin with.
Once upon a time, there was a.
Yeah, and they all lived
happily ever after.
And then
what we're going to do is you're going to have like you're going to assign a keystroke to it. So whenever you want the dictation to appear on the screen, you just put the cursor where it is, and it could be like, I think mine is like Shift F5 or something like that. I haven't used it in a while. And then this little icon pops up, a little microphone pops up, and then you just speak the way that you want to speak, and then it just happily moves along the way. And you can also set up your Mac to do voice control. So you could say, open up Microsoft Word, open up my email. You'll find that once you start dictating, it's a lot easier. I find myself like going, well, why do I want to like type that email when I can dictate that email? And so it's automatically built into your Mac. And if you're on Windows, by the way, and you're listening, you're like, hey, I really want that too, is that you just have to hit the Windows logo key and the letter H, and that will open up the dictation toolbar. A little Windows tip for you. That's Windows logo key and the letter H to open up the dictation toolbar. And if you need these steps, we can put them over inside the Commando Q&A message board. I'll give you a link so you can if you need the exact things on how you need to do to set that up on your Mac. Go ahead and send that off. And don't forget, Sam, if you're going to be writing a book about anything technology, you can always include me. Stay right where you are. More of the show's coming up. A couple of things I want to pass along before we get back to all of your phone calls is that over at commando.com, we put together a list of 10 apps that you should remove from your phone right now. Like, for example, memory boost apps. Apps that claim to boost your phone's memory and make it faster. Well, they're not completely truthful. You don't need an app to clear your phone's cookies. You can just do it yourself. Viola and other face scanning apps, they turn them into Disney characters, cute animals. You want to be mindful of data collection. If you want to use the Viola app, I did. You take your picture, you know, you make it, post up online, and then you want to remove it. The Bible app on iOS, any given app needs some access to your device, but one called Bible on Apple's App Store takes it a little further, keeps tabs on your search history, and it accesses your financial information. Yes, I said that. For the entire list, head over to commando.com, and these are 10 apps that you need to remove from your phone right now. And I'm sure you've seen at least those official-looking emails on your people's signatures. And we haven't talked about this for a long time. That's why I wanted to bring it up after I saw it over at Lifehacker, is that how valid are those confidentiality statements at the bottom, the legal speak that says, you know, contains privileged information intended only for the person, unauthorized copying, blah, blah, blah. It sounds really scary, but is it enforceable? Not. A contract has to have two parties, sender and recipient. And you have to agree to these terms that are binding. Now, without that agreement, there's nothing really. The disclaimers are kind of to show intention. Say an email from your doctor's office showing that it's going to keep your personal information protected. I mean, did you hear the one about the doctor treating his patient? Neither did I. Doctor-patient confidentiality. Oh, it's tough here. It's tough. Coming up in just a few moments, 18 must-have items that will help you survive any emergency. Jane in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hi there, Jane.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for your call today.
Well, I appreciate your willingness to help me out here. I am trying to extend my Wi-Fi from the house out into my backyard where I just recently had a pool put in. And even though I should be out there swimming, I would like to also be able to use my phone and the Wi-Fi. So how do I get the Wi-Fi out into the yard?
You can't. I'm kidding. Jane, oh. I'm kidding.
Oh.
You're like, what?
Surely there's a way.
There's got to be a way. Kim, help me out. All right.
That's right.
What you're going to need, there's a couple of ways you can do this. TP-Link is a very inexpensive networking company. They have something called don't worry about it, but it's a Wi-Fi extender. It's AC1200. And basically you're going to plug that in as close as you can to a window so that this way it's going to bounce that signal out. Okay. And so it's going to be almost like a repeater. So wherever you can, whether it's a sliding glass door, whatever it may be, as long as it's not going to try to go through concrete, you know, so that's why I say, you know, somewhere there's glass, then we should be able to get. How far is that pool?
It's about half of a football field. So I guess, what, 50 yards?
Oh, that's pretty far. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So, okay, that's not going to work. Okay. So forget that.
Okay.
Forget that. All right. So
scratch that.
You're going to have to spend more money. Sorry. I hate to spend money on you, but this is the way it is. So I'm building a house. I don't know if you heard me talk about that. And it's like a 4-year project. So I'm building a house and I'm cheap, frugal, as I like to say. And I don't like to waste any money. So a friend of mine has a house that is, you know, that's kind of far from my house. And I was like, you know, can I borrow your internet connection for the security cameras? Otherwise, I got to spend like $50 to $100 a month on, you know, a hotspot and all that other garbage, which I don't want to do.
Right.
And so he's like, yeah, sure, as long as you can figure it out. So we use this product called Ubiquiti Light Beam. Okay. So on his house, he put like an antenna. Okay. And then over at my lot, I put a receiver, and it's almost 2,000 feet from his house to my lot. Far, right? Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So let me tell you, it works like a dream. You put it up, you do a little basic configuration, and then out by the pool, you're going to put a little receiver, And it's all, and they are made to be outside, by the way. Okay.
Oh, good.
And yeah. So you don't have to worry about anything with that. And I can tell you that whenever I go to the cameras, I see no delay. He has a, you know, a decent internet connection at his house. He said I haven't been, he hasn't seen any degradation service. The whole kit and caboodle is about $169.
Okay, well, I can do that.
And it does work. I mean, over long distances, you know, like I said, you know, 2,000 feet. Think about how far that is, right?
That is, yes.
If you want to see in action, if you go to commando.com and search for, let me just spell it. If you want to see it now, and I'll send you a link, Jane, but in case you want to see it now, just search for Ubiquiti, and that's UBIQUITI. Just do, you know, put that in, because that'll be the easiest one, and then you'll, because I actually walk you through step by step on how I installed it, and also with some photos along the way, so you can actually say, oh, here's where we go. It was one of those things that when you read about it, Jane, you're like, I'm not really sure this is going to work, right? You're like, whatever. Yeah, we'll try it. It works. I was like, oh, I was so impressed. So impressed with that thing. So, Jane, check that out. Everybody else will put a link to it over inside the Q&A forum so you can also see how that works. So if you're trying to get your internet over a pretty long distance, I mean, half of a football field. Wow, that's really far to put the pool. And that's great. You have that big yard like that, that you're going to need more than just a little dinky extender. Let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks tip. This week is brought to you by GoodRx. GoodRx is one of these sponsors that I am so happy to have on the air with me, because it is a truly wonderful, wonderful service for any of you that take any prescription drugs. They don't collect your data, and it's free. You're like, what? Yes, GoodRx. Getting the care you need to stay healthy shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be expensive. Everyone should be able to afford their medications. That's why GoodRx is such a great service. There is no sign up required. It's absolutely free to use. And GoodRx gives you so much in return. With GoodRx, you can instantly compare prices for your prescriptions at every pharmacy in your neighborhood and save up to 80%. That's right, 80%. You've heard me talk about, I had like this, I don't know, this weird rash on my arm. And I went to the Mayo doctor, that's my general doctor, and I'm like, Susie, what's wrong with this? She's like, some type of fungus. I'm like, ew, that's gross. So she's like, let me give you an ointment. So I go to Walgreens. This is months and months and months ago, even before I didn't even know about GoodRx. And the pharmacist says to me, Walgreens, this can be like $250. I'm like, for that? And he's like, yeah, but let me tell you. And he told me about GoodRx, and I bought it for like $50. It was cheaper than my insurance copay. That happens a lot. It is often cheaper than using your insurance copay or Medicare by using GoodRx. You can find prescription discounts at thousands of pharmacies, CVS, Kroger, Walmart, Walgreens, as I mentioned, Rite Aid, Vons, and more. Millions of Americans use GoodRx to get affordable health care every month. Start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today. Go to GoodRx.com/Kim. That's GoodRx.com/Kim.
GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users received an average savings of over 70% off of retail prices.
You know, having an emergency kit, it's one of those things that you're like, I don't know why I really need that. But when and if you do need it, you are so glad that you have it. And in these uncertain times, you should have some of these things on the list. If you want to be totally prepared, we put together 18 different items on the list. First of all, you know, say, for example, you need a first aid kit. Okay, that's a given, but do you really have one in your house? And by the way, we found the best ones that you can find on Amazon. Now, what about backup power? Okay, that's where you want something like on the higher end, the Jackery Solar Station 1500, 4 solar panels. That's what Ben took camping, by the way, we talked about here on the show. Ben, our trusty news director. Another option is the portable power station from Anchor. Now, what about a good radio? Okay, well, you know, you want a solar hand-cranked portable radio that you can also charge your devices with. Motorola's talk about radios also work. You want 25 windproof, waterproof matches. That's what I'm saying. We did all the work, so you can just go click, 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 click. The right Leatherman multi-tool. We also need some emergency food supplies. A life hammer, safety hammer, that's 8-inch tool, is perfect for your car. So you can also find it in the dark. It has a glowing design. We've talked about threats from Mother Nature. What about burglary? SimpliSafe has a panic button. It's your ace in the hole. And you can see the entire list of items by heading over to commando.com. We have a multi-directional functional compass, emergency whistles, and a flashlight that also jumps your car's dead battery, by the way. And to check out the whole list, just head over to commando.com right now. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, just hit the link that says Kim Show. Hey, still to come this hour, later on, a wireless carrier was just hit by a massive data breach. We're going to tell you more about that. And we do have more of your phone calls you don't want to miss here on the Kim Commando Show. Marianne in Syracuse, New York. Hi there, Marianne. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kim. Glad you could take my call. I got my sister and I are third-generation florists here in upstate New York.
Wow.
And we're not very tech-savvy.
But you're an artist.
We are, and we're very good at putting flowers together and arrangements. And we've gotten to the point where a lot of our customers are out of town. And so that they can see what we've put together and what they've sent their loved one or had us put take care of the cemetery grave for their families, we send them pictures.
Okay.
And we were very fortunate quite a few years ago. Somebody set me up with the Kodak Z1012 and the EasyShare Doc. And us two old ladies could handle that.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. So are you giving people, you're printing it and then mailing it to them?
No,
oh,
I'm
okay,
emailing
good.
Them.
All right. I was just making sure. Just when you said print, I'm like, okay, just want to make sure we weren't going that way. All right.
So, well, I still do have customers that don't have email, so I do have to print up a few, but thank goodness there's only a few.
Okay.
But we have had a problem with our dock and our camera, and we're trying to use our phones, but that is getting very cumbersome and difficult. So I don't either know if there's an easier way to use our phones, because not one of us is always in the store with the same phone to take a picture, mm-hmm. or if there is a really good camera that is simple enough for us to learn and be able to do what we do that we could purchase. So I figured you're more the expert.
Okay, well, I always like to keep things as simple as possible, right?
Yes.
All right. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android.
Android.
Okay, and so if you have an Android, you can simply just take a picture and then you can share it by email or message or whatever it may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be worth it. I mean, you don't need to go spend $1,000 on another phone if you want to have just that capability, or even just a basic digital camera, if that would be probably, that might even be easier for you. That is also on Wi-Fi that gives you, you can take the picture with the camera and mm-hmm. then you would just use the LCD screen on the back and then you can just point and tap, and then you can say, here, I want to send this to so-and-so, and then there's a little keyboard that will pop up on the screen, and then you can do it that way.
Okay. Oh, that would be great.
So, and then are you also posting these pictures on your social media by chance?
Some I am, yes, and then others I download to our computer, because I've had a lot of people say, Aunt Susie just loved that birthday cake you made for her last year out of flowers, but I want it in purple and yellow, not whatever color we used last year. So I go back to last year and look up, see what we did. And
well, that also might be just something down the road you might want to also like think about organizing all these photos in Google Photos. So then you can organize it by event, and you can see things on a timeline, and then you can say birthday cakes. And so it's just something like when you have some free time, right? And I know you don't, because as a small business owner, we never have any free time, do we? So
no. But
that which is great. It's so wonderful. I always say that I'm so busy because I'm successful. If I didn't have enough to do, I'd be sad. So So anyway, but at some point you might want to think about organizing these by events and putting them up in the cloud, because the other thing, once the photos are up in the cloud, is that you can share photos that way with your clients as well. And so you don't have to go digging on your computer to find it. You can just say, oh, here's the birthday cake, and let me show you what we did. And then you can just point it over. And then, of course, you're going to put it on your social media. So let me do this, Marianne. Let me do some homework for you. Let me find a really easy-to-use digital camera that has Wi-Fi. So you can just put it there. And then do you have lighting and anything else? Or are those photos just okay?
Those photos are okay.
All right, okay,
good. Shop lighting.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so let me do that, and I will post those links over in the Q&A forum over at commando.com. And again, that's the inside the Commando community, commando.com/community. And over on the left-hand side, there's a link that says Q&A forum, and then there's a whole section that says show questions. That's where you always find where I say it's going to be in the community, in the forum. That's where you want to go. Stay right where you are. I got to tell you about a scam that's happening with a wireless carrier here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, if you're using Mint Mobile as your carrier, they had a massive data breach. Name, address, phone number, email address, passwords, yes, telephone numbers, subscriptions, all kinds of stuff. We have a lot of details about it over at commando.com. Stay right where you are. Another jam-packed, fun-filled hour is coming up you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
You're listening to the Kim Commando Show podcast, and this is hour two for the weekend of July 17th, 2021.
You know, if this radio gig doesn't work out, I think I have my new career. Are you ready? The spice company McCormick, they have an opening for what they're calling the Director of Taco Relations. Oh, I love tacos. You're going to have the opportunity, they say, to develop innovative and delicious taco recipes. Travel across the country in search of the latest taco trends and dialogue with other like-minded taco connoisseurs. Never thought you'd say those two words together. Across social media, the pay is really good, $25,000 a month for 4 months. Now, if you don't like tacos, this is Nacho's type of job. Speaking of tacos, what does Pac-Man put on his tacos? Anybody? Anybody? Guaca, 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 guacamole. All right, that one was good. That one's good. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's an example of why we are the largest show about all things digital across the country, 420 proud stations. You can find us streaming in your favorite radio app and also streaming as a podcast, a webcast. You can watch the show whenever you want. Just head over to getkim.com. And also on the American Forces Network Radio, a big thanks goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation while I speak. This hour started with five things that you need to know about consumer tech that will keep you up to date, make a difference how you use your devices or what you buy. And we're going to start with those coveted blue check marks you see on verified accounts across sites like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I know. I've been trying to get verified for years and years on Twitter. You send them everything. Never hear from them. It's like it goes into like this big black hole. So if anybody's listening right now and you work for Twitter, let us know. DM us because we'd like to finally get that blue check mark. The main purpose is to verify that the brand is who they say they are, like that I say who I am. And the scammers are now out there with promises to get you that little blue check mark but ending up stealing all your data and money. And the scammers will often approach you. So you get a private message from a self-proclaimed social media consultant saying that your account is eligible for the blue badge. Now, one Instagram account apparently charges over $2,000 to get you verified and 100,000 followers with no guarantees. That goes against all the rules. We got a lot of details about these scams, so you want to make sure that you're really, really careful. Read up on it over at commando.com. Now, Twitter only recently started accepting applications again for the blue checkmark, but accidentally verified a few fake accounts a few days ago, including one for a cat. That's right. Seriously, Twitter? Not me? You've got to be kidding me. Number two, what a way to spoil the surprise. Samsung has their Unpacked event. Yes. Dun, 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 dun. Next one set for August 11th. Seems like Samsung has these like every 2 months. I know. I feel the same way. That's where they always introduce the latest and greatest. But after a massive leak a few days ago, it seems like we already know what they're going to announce. thanks to a pretty reliable leaker by a guy by the name of Evan Blass. On Twitter, he posted some pictures showing three new phones, including the Galaxy Z Fold 3, which is the one that folds up like a book, along with the Galaxy Flip 3 that looks like a flip phone, and the third is the Galaxy S21 FE, and it comes in different colors. It's the Flip 3, purple, black, green, and gold. Purple, yes. He didn't stop there. There are also images of the new Galaxy Watch 4 Classic, Galaxy Watch Active 4, some new buds, and with noise cancellation. And so I bring this up to you just in the event that if you are in the market for something from Samsung that is a phone or buds or watch, you just want to hold off a little bit and see what happens on August 11th and what unfolds there. Number three, you better bolt from a bolt. What? Yes. Every single time I'm sitting here, because, you know, I love cars. Every single time I sit here and go like, okay, now is the time for me to buy an electric car. Now this is the one that I want. Something else happens. 2 weeks ago, we experienced the Philadelphia Tesla incident. A major Tesla investor was just driving his brand new Tesla Model S Plaid. That's the one that goes from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. Right there on the Philadelphia streets, without warning, the car exploded in flames. The guy was lucky to get out and be alive. Then earlier this week, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration issued a warning to all 2017 to 2019 Chevy Bolt EV owners. Here's what they say. Make sure that you park your car far away from your house because the thing might erupt in flames at any given moment. Okay, should not be in the carport, should not be in the garage. Notice went out to 50,000 owners after two Bolts that were recently repaired caught fire. One belonged to a Vermont lawmaker, which caught fire while it was charging in his driveway. Not very reassuring. You might say that these are isolated incidents. You're right, unless you own a Bolt or a Tesla. No doubt that the EV market is so hot right now, but some of these cars are just on fire. Number four, what about Tesla? Speaking of, it just released a full self-driving software update. It's beta software. It's called V9, only available to select Tesla owners. It packs in new features, including updated on-screen driving visualizations with more information. So you can make lane changes off the highway, again, self-driving, navigate around other vehicles, self-driving, get around objects, self-driving, along with making left and right turns. There's a lot of videos popping up on YouTube of this, and it's kind of hit or miss whether or not they actually work. Tesla's own release notes says to drivers, this is the actual quote, may do the wrong thing at the worst time. May do the wrong thing at the worst time. Sounds like some people who used to work here years ago. Finally, number five, the kids are bored. Let's have them start making money. That's right. You know, remember we used to have lemonade stands? And matter of fact, I saw one in my neighborhood the other day, and I didn't even want the lemonade. I just stopped and gave the kids $5 because, you know, you have to encourage the next generations, right? Well, there's a website. I wanted to just bring it to your attention called Mighty. And it lets kids open their own online storefronts. I actually sent this to some friends of mine who have an 11-year-old girl who, you know, likes the whole child business fair type of thing. Well, now it's all online. And he said, oh, yeah, she's going to set up. So basically, kids get to choose what they want to sell. Things like customizable hats, hoodies, bags, coffee mugs, stickers. And then the products are made by Mighty's manufacturing partner. They ship the orders directly to the customers. Of course, Mighty, it's a business. They get a cut of the proceeds. Kids get one too. And they don't get to sell their own homemade items, not yet. But Mighty says it has 3,000 or so of these young CEOs around the country. But, you know, speaking of Mighty, you know, on the topic of Mighty, do you know, like, ants, that's right, those little ants, they are so mighty. I mean, they are so mighty, they can't get COVID-19. Do you know why? Because they have antibodies. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have three ways to make sure that Facebook truly is not listening. And in our digital privacy tip, wow, we're going to talk about skimmers at the gas station. Big problem again. We're going to tell you some new ways that you can find out if there are skimmers in your midst and some ways that you can pay without getting taken. And of course, we have all of your phone calls still to come this hour on the Kim Komando Show. All right, coming up, we have some ways that you can tell if Facebook is listening and ways that you can shut them down already. Yes, and then Let me tell you, brand new or not true, you guys and gals, you better have your thinking cap on this week because I spent a lot of time on it. So remember that two products are fake and one is real. It's America's favorite radio game show sensation, of course, that you don't want to miss. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever want to drop me a note, a question that we can't answer on the website in one of our tips or newsletters or here on the show, over at commando.com on the top right-hand corner of the page, the homepage, there's a link that says email Kim. Guess what? You fill that form out and I see your email, and I'm the only person who reads your email, by the way. So you can say whatever you want to say, ask me whatever you want to ask. And I know that you like to leave me questions on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all these other different places, but let me tell you, I get overwhelmed. And so if you could just drop me the note through the website over at commando.com on the, again, the top right that says email Kim, that would be the best way to do it. Sasha in St. Louis, Missouri. Hello there, Sasha.
Hey, Kim. I am a huge admirer of your tech skills. So thank you so much for taking a few minutes to hopefully help me with my issue.
You betcha. What's going on?
Seems that my cell phone has some sort of spyware on there that my husband has uploaded, and I do not know for the life of me how to figure out what it is and how to get it off. I have scoured the internet.
Is this a current husband or an ex-husband?
No, current husband. We're having a little bit of a domestic situation at the moment, and he thinks it's fair for my phone to be tracked. So, yeah.
Well, you know, that doesn't, before we talk, you know, that doesn't say a lot about your relationship.
Correct.
I mean, it's foundation based in trust, right?
Correct.
And you're just going to have to face facts that this is not the, you know, you got to move on.
I know. We're in therapy. We're talking to a counselor. We're trying to work through the issues, but there was some infidelity on his part, and he seems to be projecting that onto me. So,
all right. Well, you know, I commend you.
Going down with the ship.
I commend you for trying to figure it out. I do. I mean, because especially if there's kids, you know, we want to keep a marriage together if we can. And because kids need a mom and dad, because you've seen it as well as I have, where if they don't have one or the other, it just, they don't always grow up the way that they should be, you know. But that's, it'd be hard for me. I'm just like, you know, girl to girl. I mean, it'd be hard for me to look at somebody if I think that he doesn't trust me enough and he's the one that was screwing around. But anyway, here nor there. Okay. So what makes you think that there's a spying app on there?
Well, I know we had a conversation the other day, and I had gone out in the evening with some girlfriends, and we got into an argument a few days later, and he pointed out exactly where I was, exactly what time I left, exactly where I stopped on my way home. So I had known that there was something in the phone that he was tracking me by, but when he pinpointed it like that the other day,
Do you have a Google account?
Google account, meaning like a Gmail account?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And there may not be anything on this phone. Is that if he has access to your Google account, location services are readily available from the comfort of any browser. And so, and he, you can see down to the minute where somebody goes and how long that they've been there, the longitude and latitude.
So how do I look for that? Because I don't have any of the location services like on my phone turned on.
In fact, I
have a brand new phone.
Okay. This is like so screwy, Sasha, that Google has this. Even if you think that it's not turned on, is that there's another section inside the Google app called Web and App Activity that is turned on. So you've got to turn off both in order for the locations not to be tracked. I mean, and you can go in and you can see everywhere that you've been for the last 5 years. Okay. So what I would suspect, I mean, because there was a spying program on your phone, let me tell you what you need to look for. Okay.
Okay.
When you pick up your phone, is it hot to the touch? Okay. That means it's running in the background. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Check your data usage. Is the data higher than normal? Okay. Look around for some apps that you haven't installed, and especially look in the settings menus and see if there's any notifications that have been turned off. All right. Before we go down the spy track and we start looking at, you know, replacing the phone with an original phone, we're going to swap the SIM card over to a new phone and then configure a password and use only mobile data. You see where I'm going with this? This gets kind of, you know, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do is I'm going to give you the steps to see what he can see when he signs into your Google account, because you're on the same Wi-Fi. He has access to every single thing there, including your passwords. And then if the answer is no, then we're going to go down the spy route. You and I can do that together, all right? So we're going to post all that over in the Commando community. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming up. All right, Brand New or Not True. Yes, it's America's favorite radio game show sensation where you can play along at home. We always have one great contestant victim that we bring on board with us. And the way that it works is that two products are fake and only one is real. And how I invented this show is because I always see all these new tech products, and sometimes you're like, oh wow, that's great. Other times you're like, huh, I'm not really sure if I would want my money wrapped up in that. But then it goes out and people just sell millions of these things. And so that's where I came up with the idea for Brand New or Not True. And you'll notice that as we're playing, we are not giving out any product names. Why? Well, you know, some people were just cheating. They were Googling things, and then suddenly they were the instant winner. So if you're playing along at home, you want to keep your guess to yourself until the very end, as well as if you're playing along in the interactive chat over inside the Commando community. And for our winner, you get a cameo of me, 60 seconds of saying something very clever or whatever you may want me to say, happy birthday or anniversary, you name it. And then if you lose, you get a Kim Commando Show fanny pack. But if you win, you still want a fanny pack. We'll give that to you anyway. So our special contestant today is Wendell. You're calling us from West Palm Beach, Florida. Hello there, Wendell.
Hey, how you doing?
So what do you do in West Palm Beach?
I'm retired right now.
And what did you do before that?
I did computer stuff.
Okay, we like that. So you should be really good at Brand New or Not True, right?
Well, it depends on how tricky you're going to be.
Oh, okay. Well, you ready for product number one?
Go ahead.
All right. Remember, two are fake and one is real. Of course, we all know by now that smart speakers and smart assistants can do a slew of things, right, Wendell? Play music, set alarms, stream podcasts, music, play audiobooks, weather, traffic, sports. Until now, there was only one place where the smart speaker could not go, and that was the pool. But those days are far behind us because the tech is waterproof now. This is a smart speaker that floats in the pool, and it also will sound an alarm when a person or pet falls into the water and send a notification to your phone. It has all kinds of settings. After 15 minutes of absence of movement, the system will reactivate and be on alert. In the app, you can change the length of the alert in case of alarm, sensitivity of the pool. And if you ever need help when you're in the pool, this is what's really great. You can say call for help and your emergency contacts will be called immediately. It works with almost every type of pool, spa, garden, pond. $249.99, Wendell, okay? Product number two, an oops button for Windows. You might know about this one, Wendell. Control-Alt-Delete, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
All right, we all do that. Now, Bill Gates has said that was a big mistake. We could have had a single button, but the guy who did the IBM keyboard design didn't want to give us the button, so he should have pushed him, he says. Well, now you can simply replace a function key on your keyboard and be translated as a simultaneous push of Control-Alt-Delete and send your Windows-based PC into the land of rebooting, or in Bill's case, into the land of trying to figure out how to divide a $148 billion fortune. I know, making a joke. About Bill Gates' divorce is not PC. The key is $12.99. Comes in red. This way, you won't miss it. Product number three. Everybody wants the biggest TV, right, Wendell? Right? This way you can watch your sports and your movies and play games. But what if too big is just too big? You want a small TV. I mean, a really, really small TV. Maybe a small TV that you can put next to your monitor or you put on a shelf.
And I'm talking, yeah, that would be so fun for the Super Bowl, wouldn't it?
A really, really small TV. And here, the TVs have a look of past programs. So if you watched Batman on a wooden box or Back to the Future with dials and rabbit ears, you get a small TV with those programs on it. Now, each TV comes with a remote, but they have to be because your hands are too big to work the dials and buttons on the TV. Because, again, this is a really small TV. It's smaller than a coffee cup. They say it's perfect for RVs and tiny homes or small apartments where your singing is just a little flat. $25 each. Okay, Wendell, those are your three products. Remember, two are fake, one is real. Which one, Wendell, is the real product? Which one's the real one?
The first one.
The smart assistant for your pool.
All right. That's a really good idea.
Wendell is going with the smart assistant for the pool.
Okay, we go to the judges, and is Wendell correct? Is it the smart assistant for the pool? Oh, Wendell, no, that is not correct. Actually, the real product is the mini TV.
Each tiny TV includes your own tiny remote that really works. It switches your channels, adjusts the volume, and even powers on and off, just like your remote at home.
Size does matter, you know.
I know. And you said, how do you watch the Super Bowl in that? I had to keep my composure because I was thinking the same thing. Who the heck wants a TV smaller than a coffee cup? Who would want that, right?
You'd have a riot at a Super Bowl party.
You would. All right, here. What do you call a tiny book, a tiny church, a tiny congregation, a tiny priest? What do you call them?
I have no clue.
A little faith.
Oh, goodness.
All right. All right, Wendell. Well, you will get an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. So what's going on with you?
Oh, not too much. I was just logging on to my Coinbase account and seeing how things were going.
And how are you doing in the cryptocurrency land?
Not bad. I'm sorry I missed your show last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, we also have a book about crypto. We have a podcast, too, about cryptocurrency.
Oh, that will be very popular, I'm sure about that.
Yes. So how can I help you?
I was curious. Have you heard of a website called Exodus?
Exodus is an app, right? And it allows you to send, receive, exchange Bitcoin more than, you know, all these other different currencies. It's supposedly that it's really easy for beginners to use. But I guess what you're asking me in saying that is it safe, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You have two choices. You have do you know about hot and cold wallets?
I have been learning about that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know, and that's the thing with cryptocurrency, and especially with you having a tech background. I could totally see you just delving right into this, right? Just this is – because there's a lot to learn and
too much to learn, unfortunately.
Well, yes, and especially when money is involved, you want to learn as much as you can. So when you look at hot and cold wallets, hot wallets are connected to the internet, okay? They have certain risks, as you can imagine, because it is on the internet, right? Now, the most secure way to store your cryptocurrency is with a cold wallet, and that's one that's not connected to the internet. They come in different types, but specifically these are specially designed USB drives that will store your cryptocurrency, and they provide you protection from hackers because it's not accessible, right, on the internet unless you plug that sucker in there. You can use a wallet app if you want. You know, Coinbase is really good if you're just getting started. But you definitely want to make sure that you read up on all this. You know, I have a book, Cryptocurrency. Do you have the Kindle?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We have a book there available on the Kindle. If I could give it to you for free on your Kindle, I would, but I can't do that through Amazon. But it's called Cryptocurrency 101. And what I'd like you to do is to take a look at that ebook, because we go through different wallets as well as we're trying to figure out a way to actually put some cold wallet links embedded in that book. So if it's not in that book, we'll figure out how to put some. We'll probably we'll do a tip about hot and cold wallets if we're not able to do that. But take a look, Wendell, at this cryptocurrency. It's called Cryptocurrency 101. It's available on Amazon for your Kindle. Just search for my last name, Komando, Komando, and I think it's like, I don't know, $9.95 or something like that. And we walk you through step by step. But truly, Cryptocurrency 101. So you're going to learn, you know, how all this works, what's going on with it, what's happening with, you know, Robinhood and Coinbase, and then how do you actually spend your cryptocurrency? How do you save it? How do you see How do you make sure that it's not susceptible to hacking? Because that's always a big problem, especially when money is involved. And there's a lot of scams out there. So you want to be really, really careful. So, Wendell, take a look at that. And then we'll put together a list of some cold wallets for you to take a look at. And for anybody else who's getting into cryptocurrency, you definitely want to check that out. We also have the cryptocurrency podcast that I think is really interesting for you too, Wendell, in case you haven't listened. I don't think you had. Is that if wherever you get your podcast, search for Kim Komando Explains, and then it's Cryptocurrency 101. What's interesting about the podcast is that we all talk about cryptocurrency on the podcast, and then we bring in a special guest who talks about mining cryptocurrency. How do you do it? How much money can you make? Whether or not it's worth the investment, what's happening now in mining? And that's something that we really don't go into in the book, but we do go in the podcast. So between the Kindle book, Cryptocurrency 101, and Kim Komando Explains, again, you want to listen to the podcast called Cryptocurrency 101. I think you'll have a great basic knowledge foundation about cryptocurrency and how it's all going on. And Wendell, again, thank you for playing Brand New or Not True, and we will be sending you off a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. This past week, I was on several local television stations in Houston on Fox, KTLA, obviously in Los Angeles, in Detroit, and I think I'm on in a few markets next week, including Tampa, and talking about skimmers and shimmers and the gas pumps. So let's talk about this because it's a problem again, and as so many of us are back on the road, and I want you to be really careful. Like for starters, when you go into a gas station, is I want you to make sure that you use the gas pump closest to, say, the convenience store or whatever the front office might be, because those are less likely to be hit by hackers and skimmers and shimmers. And basically what these are ways that when you put your credit card in, your debit card, is they can get a complete copy of everything that you enter, up to and including your PIN. So how do you buy gas? Okay. And what do you look for? Well, you want to look at, like, holes out of place. They could be hiding a camera. Does it look odd? Maybe a color or material that contrasts with other parts of the gas station machine where you put your credit card. You could try to wiggle the card reader. Look for any broken seals. Do a comparison between this machine and that machine. And again, you want to make sure that you are using the gas pump closest to the door, maybe an indoor location, but even that's no guarantee. So when you're at the pump, the safest way to pay is you want to use Google Pay, Apple Pay. You can also use the apps, BP, Chevron, Exxon, and Shell. They allow you to pay for your gas right on an app on your phone. So those are some ideas for you. We get more information and examples by heading over to komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we've got some travel scams that we need to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. Elizabeth in Seattle, Washington. Glad to have you on board. Hi there, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Okay, so my husband and I are trying to find a way to control the internet usage in our house for our four kids without it completely bogging down the devices. We live in a very rural area.
Okay. How old are the kids?
My youngest is 10 and my oldest is 17.
Boy, you guys are busy. You are. Wow. So you say, yep. So you stress that you live in a very rural area. So how are you getting internet access?
We have a DSL, naked DSL into the house.
Okay. All right, it's okay.
And that runs everything.
All right, so you want to figure out, give the kids internet access, but turn it on and off and maybe put a reward system, see where some of them are going, see what they're doing type of thing?
Or it's mostly just being able to limit the times of day when they're on the internet.
Okay, that's okay. Perfect. Okay, all right. I got you. Okay, because there are different levels that you can do, okay? Like, right. If you want a total control, let's see what they're doing. I'm going to say, all right, you know, Elizabeth, we're going to go with custodio. Okay, but if you're just looking at, like, so we're going to turn down the entire internet. We're going to turn it off at 10:30 p.m. for you, but we're going to turn it off at 8 p.m. for you, and we're going to let mom and dad have it as much as they want, right? That we are going to put some controls on that way. And then the other thing you can do is, like, if a couple of the kids are like, hey, you know, I don't know if you need help, mom, but I'll do the dishes and I'll do all the laundry and I'll mow the lawn. Okay. Then you're like, oh, okay, I'll give you another hour, you know, because you're so kind. There's a product called Circle. You go to meetcircle.com. Okay. And it's made by made by Disney. Attaches to the router. It does exactly what you need, and without adding more apps and more layers, and that's going to slow things down. We're basically just going to set up different accounts for each of the little cherubs that they are, and assign different levels of access. And you can block certain sites if you want to, some other things. But it also has that basic where basically all the kids are going to have their own accounts. And then you'll be able to see what they do, but also you'll be able to turn things on and off. You can do it on the router level. If you just wanted to say, on the internet, I want the internet turned off every night at 10 p.m. for everybody. Okay, that you can do on the router. Most routers these days have parental controls that allow you to do that. But if you're looking for a little bit more, the reward system, as I mentioned, take a look at meetcircle.com. Elizabeth, thank you so much for your call. Stay right where you are. Coming right back, I have some travel scams that you need to know about here on the Kim Komando Show. As I mentioned, you know, it seems like I've been on a lot of TV stations across the country over the past few days talking about travel scams. And, you know, a lot of people were so tired of being at home. We want to travel so desperately that maybe we're not thinking. So if you see deals that are too good to be true, you have to be really careful. Let's say, for example, you want to go to Maui, right? There are no rental cars on Maui. And so now you're out looking for Maui, but then you'll start seeing display ads that follow you around that says cheap rental cars on Maui. That's just an example. And so the scammers are getting even more creative when it comes to scams. So you really need to make sure that you are thinking, you're clear, and always use your credit card. Don't put anything on your debit card. So in case it is fraud, you can always dispute it. Hey, stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show you don't want to miss here on the Westar Multimedia Network.
All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. Here's hour three for the weekend of July 17th, 2021.
All right, so let's say you don't really like Alexa's voice. Well, now you have some new options for your Echo speaker. Four-time NBA champ Shaquille O'Neal and actress Melissa McCarthy, that they will now be Alexa's voice. It costs you $5. Jeez, I don't know. I just feel like that should be free. Anyway, there's a new wake word too, Ziggy. You can say Ziggy instead of Alexa. You know, I heard that Alexa was thinking about running for president, but she's also said she's pretty happy just being Speaker of the House. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's called the Kim Komando Show because it's the nation's largest show about everything digital. You can find us on 420 great stations across the United States and streaming in your favorite radio app and streaming as a podcast, as a webcast. You can watch it anytime you want over at getkim.com. And also you can hear us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about future tech that gives you just a glimpse into where things are headed. Okay. Imagine this. Do you take this robot to be your lawfully wedded spouse? Yes, I said robot. Dr. David Levy is the author of a book called Love and Sex with Robots. He gave a few comments ahead of this. How'd you like to go here? The 6th International Congress on Love and Sex with Robots. Gosh, sicko. Anyway, he says sex dolls are one day going to become so intelligent that they will develop personalities. They will have the ability to hold conversations, leaving some human to prefer the company of their android companions over humans. So he predicts that relationships with robots could be as very common within 30 years, and that getting married to one would be considered normal by the end of the 21st century. You know, I hear that some of these robots will even have 5G built in. So even if the wedding's not all that great, the reception is going to be fantastic. Number two, this robot can't keep a job. Do you remember Pepper? It was all the craze. It was produced by a Japanese firm, SoftBank Robotics, a human child-sized robot built for service. They mostly have had jobs in Japan, hosting a dinner, hotel concierge, singing songs to residents at nursing homes, cheerleading at baseball games, reading scriptures to mourners at funerals. That's right. But Pepper can't seem to keep a job. Turns out Pepper's not that smart, glitchy, unresponsive, forgetting faces. So the robot is getting fired, i.e. going back to get a refund, sold secondhand, sold for parts. Because it turns out then when a person sees a robot that's the shape of a human, they expect it to be intelligent like a human being. Even Siri has a higher IQ, I'll tell you that. Number three, listen up, Windows users, because now we're going to the cloud. A couple of big announcements from Microsoft recently. First, it was Windows 11, and now we have Windows 365. Not exactly meant for the casual Windows user. It's geared towards businesses, so employees can access Windows Cloud PCs from anywhere, whether you're running Windows 10 or 11. Kind of the way that remote access works right now. So if a business has a few cloud PCs, some place to work from home, it launches on August 2nd to businesses, and they haven't said how much it's going to be. But don't worry. All the bonus bugs that come along with Windows are always free of charge. Number four, why should gamers have all the fun? That's right. PC gamers have access to some pretty slick tech, souped-up computers, curved monitors, mechanical keyboards. Well, now this is really something. It's called the Cooler Master Orb 10. It's a motorized, semi-enclosed workstation designed for full immersion. You tap a button, the upper dome opens. You, like, step inside this cockpit to get work done. Surround sound speakers built in. You need to provide the rest of equipment. A single 49-inch monitor or three 27-inch monitors. Ergonomic chairs, six lumbar settings, a hidden compartment. You really have to see it. It's like this egg-shaped cockpit. Cooler Master said hasn't said yet when it's going to be released or how much, but it's going to be a lot. It's going to come in black and white, and it is something. Just like get in there, and you're just going to totally get some work done. Finally, more news from Facebook. That's right. A couple of years ago, Facebook launched online payments that you could pay with Facebook Marketplace, Messenger, Instagram. But now, starting next month, just want to tell you about this. So this way, when you see it, you're like, ah, I knew it was coming. A Facebook Pay button, that's right, sitting right next to Google Pay or Apple Pay. If you've used it before, you can pay for things at sites wherever you have it stored. Facebook has continually been upgrading payment systems, so now you can split bills, donate to charities, QR codes, but it's still Facebook. It's still going to follow you all around. I mean, what could possibly be wrong? You have to be careful, because if Facebook Pay proves popular, we all might end up one day with Zuck Bucks. All right. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk to you about how you can delete your search history from your social media and also from your browser. And then coming up is a fabulous tip you don't want to miss. 8 hidden maps and trackers that you need to switch off right now. And of course, we have all of your phone calls still to come here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And just a couple of things that I want to pass along. If you're listening to the show gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you want to hear certain parts again, you can get the entire show as a podcast, webcast over at getkim.com. And I want to make sure that you're also getting our podcasts. And so wherever you get your podcasts, that would be on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, gosh, the list goes on and on. Also over at TuneIn. Is that we have a couple of podcasts. Actually, we have three. We have Kim Komando Explains. That's where I sit down and we go through various topics like cryptocurrency, the Internet of Things. Also, a phenomenal podcast about a caller who, you may remember Dana. She called, I don't know, probably 6 weeks ago about her 18-year-old daughter who's getting stalked. And then we ended up actually going through the whole process, finding Rico Danielson who could help, and then finding out who her stalker was. That's a great podcast. So that's Kim Komando Explains. And then we have the Daily Tech Update that you don't want to miss, just 1 minute a day. And then also Tech Refresh. And that's where I sit down with Allie and Ben and Mike. And it's a phenomenal show. It really, really is. So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you sign up and you get them all, because each one is better than the next one. Hey, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about how you can delete your search history from social media and also from your browser. And how about we start this hour with John in Pearl City, Hawaii. Aloha, John.
Aloha, Kim, and I send you the warmest aloha from the beautiful island of Oahu, Hawaii.
Yes, I love Hawaii. I do. You know that. I've been there so many times. As a matter of fact, my son Ian, my son Ian was like, you know what? He's been to Hawaii, this is going to sound crazy, like 40 times. Because,
wow.
Because, you know, because I own property on Maui. And so it's kind of like that's our vacation home. So anyway, yes, love Hawaii. So what's going on?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for educating us so thoroughly in the digital world and, you know, keeping us up to date with, you know, all the tech information and data breaches and everything. I've been listening to you for years, and I really appreciate you and what you share. And also the fact that, you know, what comes across when you are broadcasting is that you have a genuine care for people.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I really do. And I want to help everybody if I can. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I really wish
I
could.
I really appreciate. Yeah. Thanks so much for taking my call today. I really appreciate it. I've been recording original keyboard music and synthesizer music, piano, for quite a while here in Hawaii. And it's on, you know, all the major platforms. And I'm looking for ways to get it more into the Asian market. The European market and Australia and New Zealand market. It is already in those places, but I seem to have come up against a roadblock. And, you know, I just had the thought to contact Kim Komando because I've listened to you and you have great ideas that you share with people.
So, John, I actually checked you out when you sent me an email. And you know what? You are so talented. You are amazing. I watched a couple of clips of you playing, and one was in a church in Hilo.
Yeah.
Oh, and so here, everybody, you have to take a listen to John. Oh, my gosh. So are these all your original compositions?
Yes, they are. Yeah, I'm very, very grateful. God has blessed me so richly, and I've been recording and releasing original music for 25 years now.
And then, are you classically trained? Where'd you go to school?
Well, all my training has been private. And yes, I do have a classical piano background. And I also love to play blues and jazzy.
Oh, do you?
And all kinds of, yeah. In fact, I would love to send you some of my albums. My newest keyboard album has pop rock, blues, jazz, some other stuff. Yeah,
that would be awesome. I would be so honored. Please, and you have to autograph it for me. Okay,
I sure will.
Awesome. Okay, all right. So tell me, what kind of roadblocks have you run into?
Well, just not being able to find the right contacts and places to get my music specifically. You know, I'm thinking right now into the Asian market. It's like I said, it's already there. And it's been well received. I'm really grateful for how well it's been received in many different places. But because of the nature of the sound, and I use something called the pentatonic scale in my melodies and so on and so forth, that the Asian people would just innately recognize and I think connect with. So I think that particular market is a really good one to pursue. I just haven't been able, like I said,
have you had a chance to do any touring over there?
I have not.
See, let me just say, if I were in your shoes, and I'm like relentless, like a dog on a bone sometimes when it comes to things, is I would try to figure out who is the biggest music distributor in those particular countries, and how can I get a foothold in there? And even because I think I think you're going to have to actually make some personal appearances. You know, it's like, you know, you and I can go back and forth and email all day long, but it's nothing like us having a phone call, right? Or having a Zoom call. And that's where I would lean you towards. Now, okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I had a phone call with a guy by the name of Phil Quartario. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Phil was the former CEO of Virgin Records, Warner Brothers, EMI. He did the careers for Linkin Park, Josh Groban, the Spice Girls.
Now, that's quite an impressive.
Okay, I know, and I'm like talking to this guy, and I even when the call was set up for us to talk about maybe a potential alliance doing something, when the first time, so I get him on the phone, and we're actually on a Zoom call, and I looked at him and I said, Phil, I just want to let you know this, like right up front, I am not looking for a record deal, okay? Okay. I do not have a singing voice. I can't carry a tune in that proverbial paper bag. It just doesn't work. Even if I get that Nora Jones raspy thing, it doesn't work. Okay. So what I'd like to do is, with your permission, is if you could send me your best stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Gladly.
And let me just send it off to Phil, and because he's my new friend. And say, what could we do with somebody like this? How could we help him? How can we help John get his music over to in foreign marketplaces? And he may say, there's nothing I can do, or he may say, which I think he will say, why doesn't he call this person? Okay? Because it's all about context. It's all about context. So I'm going to put you on hold, John, because I want you to put together your best pitch package ever, John, the best one ever. And then when you send that to me, then I'll say, hey, Phil, I don't want a deal, but maybe my new friend John does. Keep me posted, John, and along the way, I'm sure you will. And stay right where you are. More of the show is coming up. So I did a column for the USA Today recently, and it was like all these digital tricks that you need to know. And boy, gosh, so many people love that. It was like trending like crazy all throughout the internet. I've got a few of them I'm going to share with you in just a few moments. And just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, maybe you missed a part, you want to hear a part again, you can always get the entire show as a podcast over at getkim.com. Pastor Joe in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hi there, Pastor Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. What's going on with you,
awesome,
sir?
Well, I'm up here in sunny Michigan today and living the dream, so it's just awesome.
That's fantastic. Thank you for your call. How can I help you?
Well, I appreciate you taking it. You know, as a pastor in a small congregation church, you know, we do all the Facebook Live, and we have a Facebook page and a website and all of those social media things. But one thing that my congregants ask for a lot is, they're like, do you have an app that we can put on our phone where everything is right there for us? And I'm like, well, you know, that's a good idea, but I really have no clue where to start.
It's a great idea, and thank you for sharing that, but I don't know how to make that magic happen. Okay. Well, you know, fortunately, there are things now called software as a service. I mean, when iPhones first came out, you know, 13, 14 years ago, if you wanted to build an app, you had to have, like, developers, right? Mm-hmm. And artists and programmers. And then every single time that Apple would make an update or there'd be a change in the Android operating system is that your app would crash. And then you'd have to update it. It was like this, you know, constant cat and mouse game.
And I see.
And so now what we have is, we have companies that say, you know what, if you want an app, you can use our template and then we'll charge you a fee every month. Or, as a matter of fact, if you let us put ads in your app, maybe you can even make some money. And so, like, for example, the commando.com app, we didn't develop that. We did a deal with a company that said, we can build you an app. And then what you do is there's a way that you'll supply your content through typically RSS feeds that will go into the app. So you don't have to worry about if there's an operating system update or if this doesn't work on that platform or whatever it may be, because it just makes it a lot easier. So when it comes time for church apps, there is a myriad of companies that can offer you a point and click solution. So where you would do a deal with them, and when I say deal, I mean you would pay them a certain amount every month.
Okay? Right.
And then that certain amount would be for so much data that was going to go through the app or so many users. And okay. some of these will do deals with you like I have that, you know, if they sell an ad within the app that it helps keep those costs down. Because, you know, the app for us is not a profit center and it's not going to be a profit center for you.
Right.
Unless you start selling things along the way on the app. But I'm not selling any physical goods anymore. So, you know, we're not selling tablets and dash cams. And so it's you know, so we don't have that whole e-commerce part happening. Because I just couldn't compete with Amazon. Okay. They're bigger than me. They won. Okay. So, okay.
Sure.
Okay. So now, there are companies like My Pocket Church where.
I've never heard of them. Okay. But.
Which I'll give you a list of these. But it's like, so it's $100 a month, and then you might pay more if you want certain features. So, but it'd be a way for you to put, you could put your live stream in there, your podcasts, your daily devotionals, if you would like to do that. Blogs, photos, contact information, prayer requests, whatever it may be that you, or even, and then the other side of that is that you could send them text messages automatically. Say, if they opted in, of course, 15 minutes before the sermon's about to begin or before this event or what, or just a reminder to sign up, you know, whatever you guys and gals are trying to do. There's another one called Apollo Church that they say that they are going to always be the cheapest for the church. Always be the cheapest. So,
well, that's good.
So, yes. And so they also offer geofencing, which means that when they go back to the church, okay, if they're going back in physically into the church, that you'll know who actually is in the church. But plus, you can say, "Hey, welcome to church today. This is Pastor Joe, and I'm really happy to see you here today."
Okay, so explain that again. How does that work?
It's called geofencing. So
geofencing.
So when a person who steps on the church's property, because you'll put a fence like on a map and say when they get into this area, is that they could get a personalized message from you in the app or via text, however you want to configure it, that will say, "Hey, this is Pastor Joe. Thanks for coming by. I'm really glad that you're here. Today's message is about this. You can find more information about it here." Yeah, you know, or if you want to read this passage, whatever it may be. So there's a lot of cool things that you can do with an app. So like I mentioned, there's about a half a dozen of these, probably more, probably closer to a dozen, as I originally said, of these different companies. And let me pick a few for you to check out. And then if you need any more information about it along the way, you're wondering about this or how does this cost work or how do I get it here or there or whatever, I'm here for you. Just give me a call back, and I'm happy to talk about it. But I'm going to post those links in the Q&A forum, as well as we'll send you an email, Pastor Joe, and thank you so much for your call. All right, so as I mentioned, I did a whole column about digital life tricks. So, like, for example, if you have apple cords and they're white, no longer, just use a pink eraser. If you are trying to quickly transcribe any audio file, Otter.ai works great with Zoom and all other calls. We have the list the entire 10 digital life tricks over on our website. Head over to commando.com. And when you're there, hit that link that says Kim Show. And you want to stay right where you are. Coming up, we have a great tip about the easy way to clear out space on your PC or your Mac. All right, a couple of things that I want to pass along, first of which is that if you are not getting the current newsletter, you're totally missing out. Go to thecurrentnewsletter.com. It's, I think, one of our best newsletters. Like, for example, this past week, we told you all about how the FCC wants you to download their new internet speed test app. We talked about how 50% or so of email users have had their email addresses exposed 5 times each. We're going to tell you how you can check to see if yours is on the list. And it's called thecurrentnewsletter.com. I put it together along with Allie and Ben and our whole crew. We've got Matt and Mark and, of course, Amber on board doing all the graphics. It's a fabulous newsletter. It comes out twice a week, free for the taking. Sign up now while you're thinking about it over at thecurrent.com. And one thing over on the website that's been getting a lot of attention is true or false. More megapixels equals a better camera. True or false? The answer is true. If you go back in time, 2007, the original iPhone came with a 2-megapixel camera that couldn't even record video. Now, the most basic smartphone has at least an 8-megapixel camera. And if you have the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra, $1,200, it has a 108-megapixel camera. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, a lot of standalone DSLR cameras have features beyond the smartphone cameras. I mean, mine is a little bit older, somewhat unpredictable. You could say it's a loose cannon. Gail in Bartlettsville, Oklahoma. Hello there, Gail.
Hello, Kim. Thank you for calling me.
Betcha. I think you called me, but that's okay.
How can I help you? Well, I wanted to tell you that I really enjoy reading your articles. I take a paper in a larger town around where I live, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they put an article of yours in every week, and I read it, and sometimes I'll cut it out. I've got a whole file here if I haven't done what you said to do so that I'll remember to do it, and that's why I cut it out. So I thought you might find that a little amusing, but anyhow, I'm going
like
to have
that.
Put a big file about that. So
thank you, Gail. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So what's on your mind?
So I received an email not too long ago. I store most of my photos that I take on my phone through the Google Photo app.
Okay.
And they sent an email saying that it's going to be changing and something about charging or something. I'm like, oh, no, what am I going to do with all these photos? I've not transferred them anywhere. You know, they're still mostly on my phone, which I can access on my computer as well. But I found that it's really difficult to get them off the Google Photos, even when they're on my computer, to try and put them on my hard drive. So my question is, are there other options to store your photos on your phone other than using the Google Photos that's going to, I guess, start charging?
Well, they're not going to be charging a lot of money. There is a tool when you sign into your Google account. It will tell you how much of your free storage limitation that you're using. Okay. You're going to get 15 gigs for free. And that comes with every Google account. So if you throw them around, if you can't find the link, just let me know and I'll find it for you. But there's a tool that will say, you know, click here and it'll tell you how much of your Google storage that you're using. How many photos do you think you have up there?
Oh, man.
That's a big one. That's a big number.
I don't even know, really. And they're several years worth. I've not done anything with them. In some years, I have more than others, depending on if we've taken trips those years. Of course, last year, you know, we didn't really go anywhere, so I don't have too many photos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe this may not be that much. Maybe 1,000.
Oh, you got nothing.
You're fine.
You're fine. So after June 1st, 2021, any new photos and videos that you upload, any new ones are going to count towards your free 15 gig storage space that comes with every Google account. So basically what you should do is if you have any photos laying around, make sure that you get them up in that account before June 1st, because that's when it's going to start counting towards your 15 gig limitation. If you go over the 15 gigs, it's like $2 a month for 100 gigs. You can get 2 terabytes for $10 a month. But, you know, with 15 gigs, you're probably talking 10,000 photos. So I don't think you need to worry about somebody coming up to you. And if they do, they're only going to want $2 a month, which is really not a lot of money to have all your photos. And that's what's great about it. You have all your photos accessible on all your devices. And when if you take a photo, it automatically gives up to Google Photos, and then you can share it and good things like that. I mean, if you wanted to, you could download all the photos, which is, you know, it's a problem. It's a hassle. I get it. And you get 5 gigs free with your Amazon Prime account.
Okay, I have that.
Mm-hmm. So that's 5 gigs. But if you need more space, you're going to be paying them $2 a month. So anywhere you look, somebody's going to be looking at you, Gail, saying, all right, baby.
Okay.
You know, we got your photos for you.
Right.
We're holding them. We're storing them for you, but you're going to have to pay for it. So, and everything, so it goes up in the cloud. Do you understand how the cloud works?
No, I really don't.
Okay. So here's what happens. The cloud is just a term that's used for storage space that is not your storage space. It's storage space that is accessible in the cloud, in the internet cloud. Mm-hmm. And the and these are redundant servers that because your photos are in your cloud in the cloud, if your photo is just on your home computer, I can only see that photo if I go to your home computer. If I put the photo up in the cloud, I can see it from my home computer, from my phone, from my tablet, from my mother's house, my sister's house. She can see it. We can comment. We can share that out. We can, because it, the physical limitation isn't only to a device. So,
all right.
So when it's up in the cloud, that means that it's also being saved in different places. So like, for example, if you had more than just your photos and you have your tax documents, your family tree, your love letters, your business plans, whatever it may be, your in your spreadsheets and your QuickBooks files and anything like that, that if you don't have that in the cloud and your computer goes hasta la vista, everything, everything you just lost. So, so that's why when it comes time for backing up, that's why, you know, I've talked about iDrive for years. That's who I use. And so you can back everything up on your computer up to the cloud. And then once it's in the cloud, if somebody steals your computer, the hard drive dies, there's a fire, theft, flood, you name it, that I can go get a new computer and pull everything off of the cloud and I'm not out of business.
Right. So is Google a cloud then when you're saying I can look at my photos on my phone or my computer?
Google Photos. Okay. Google Photos is in the cloud. So and that's why they're charging you a storage fee.
Right.
Because you're using their servers, their lines to store your photos. But they're going to give you a certain amount for free. And then if you go over that, that's when you start paying to have that stuff in the cloud. But it makes but it's also peace of mind because I don't know if you've ever but I've had like years ago I had like a laptop stolen out of my office. And it and I didn't have it backed up. And I was, and so I lost everything there. And then of course you feel violated because somebody just broke into your office and they stole your computer. And so so normally it takes somebody losing things, and I should have known better, but it, you know, to before you get the backup religion, then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I got the backup religion, baby, because now I know how easily that I can lose things. So run that tool, Gail. Thank you for your kind words about the newspaper and all that other great stuff. If you ever get to Phoenix, you can just come by and see the show, by the way. And don't worry about anything till June 1st, but do see how much they think they're going to be charging you after that point, but may just be a few bucks a month. And that's why you also might want to take a look at iDrive because they just won another award. This time it's from the leading tech publication, Tom's Guide. They gave iDrive their Editor's Choice Award for the best cloud backup. And they raved all about iDrive's ease of use, affordability, and generous storage. And that's why I've been recommending iDrive for years. It's simply the best cloud backup service available. And let's not forget, they also recently won PC Mag's Best Cloud Backup Solution for Consumers and Businesses 7 years in a row. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more, all into one account. With their industry standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. And I love that I can access my files right from my mobile device, no matter where I go. I can also automate backups in a snap. I never have to worry about losing my data or running out of space on my device. Plans start at less than $6 a month. And when you use my name, Kim, you get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. iDrive.com, use my name, Kim. All right. So over on the website, we have this great tip about how to clear space on your PC or Mac. I mean, you know, here's the easy one. Since the trash can on your computer desktop doesn't start to smell, it's easy to forget to empty it or all the digital files you've added over the months or longer. So you just want to right-click on the recycle bin icon and select option to empty it. That works on a PC or a Mac. And you could retain a lot of storage there. Then there's the download folder on your computer, which is meant to be temporary. See what's in there that you can delete, like email attachments and software installers. And we put together a list of tips to help you easily clear out your space on your computer over at commando.com. Just look for the link under Kim's show near the top of the homepage. You know, recently I was on Amazon looking at all the flash drives and the hard drives. Gosh, there's just so many for sale. Oh, it was just a trip down memory lane. Still to come, we've got news about some podcasts that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, over inside the Komando community, we have the bustling Q&A forum. And John M. left a question about his desktop and his being able to print on multiple devices, his desktop, Surface Pro, Mac, Android phones. We've tried multiple help forms, followed by manufacturer instructions, updated drivers. We can't figure out how to do it. Any suggestions? Guess what? Our IT genius, John, Team Commander, he goes in, saves the day, gives him exactly all the steps to do. And then Gary M. wanted just the best alternatives for Facebook, Messenger, and Twitter. And, of course, once again, our IT genius, John, saves the day and talks to Gary about Telegram and Signal. So this is the type of support and help that you can get from people who you can trust. Just head over to komando.com/community, and in the Q&A forum, you can drop your questions there. You do have to be a member in order to do that. So if anytime you have any questions, you can get a free account over at getkim.com for 30 days. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. And, of course, we offer great discounts for our veterans, military, our service personnel, and our seniors. And so, again, that's getkim.com. Ed in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Kim. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
We're both retired, my wife and I. We've been married for going on 63 years, and we both had little part-time jobs we enjoyed doing. And, of course, COVID killed all that.
Sure.
And we'd kind of like to find really good alternatives to cable. You know, we got about 360 channels. We watch probably five of them.
Yeah.
And the only time we ever use the house phone is when it rings, and that's a robocall. And so I'd like to get some. I was kind of in a quandary, and I thought, well, about the only thing to do here would be to contact America's Digital Goddess. So,
well, thank
here
you.
I am.
Thank you, Ed. Well, you know, it's so you're going to enter the streaming world now.
And apparently so
you're going to cut the cable, and the thing that you have to be careful of, Ed, is that you don't start paying more than what you're paying now.
Certainly,
because a lot of people they'll sign up for Netflix. Well, that's $20 a month. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to sign up for Hulu. Well, that's $15 a month. Well, then they want their sports, and you know that's going to be another $15 a month.
Sure.
And then there are certain shows that you want to be able to watch, and maybe those are the certain news channels. And, well, guess what? That's going to be another 10. So you know where I'm going with this.
Sure.
So you want to look at the various things that you have and then start looking at different options. Before you cut the cable, what I would do is I'd call whoever your provider is and tell them that you're having trouble paying the bill. And that you're thinking about cutting the cable. And you want to ask to speak to somebody in the retention department, Ed, okay? Because it's cheaper to keep a current customer than to go get a new customer. And all these cable companies, people are flooding away. But you may find that they have a deal for you if you stay and if you tell them that you're about ready to quit. Because doing streaming is not for the faint-hearted. You'd have to make sure that you have an internet-connected TV or a relatively new modern smart TV that has an internet connection. If not, you need to get a streaming box. And then you've got all these different choices from Sling and Roku, and it really becomes a bit of a nightmare. But specifically, the cost may also increase accordingly, because then you've got Disney Plus, and you know, it just gets to be a bit of a nightmare. So, but you may find that you'll be able to reduce that price and get a better deal. Now, the only thing I want to caution you on is that on your phone is that I want you to use the Reminders app, because they're going to tell you that we're going to give you a deal for 6 months or 12 months, and then the price is going to go up accordingly. So just make a reminder in your phone to say in 4 months or 5 months, whatever that time is, that you're going to go ahead and increase that in. So try that first. And then we've got tons of tools as far as getting ready to cut the cord and how to do streaming. And we'll go ahead and post some of them over on the website as well and for you. And we'll send you out some so that this way you can read up on exactly when it's taken. Then when you have some questions about which service streaming player would be the best, that's when we can talk a little bit more. But just see if you can lower that price first, because I think that's going to be your first step. And thank you, Ed, for your call and also your kind words. Coming right up, we've got news about credit card records that have been leaked online that you don't want to miss. All right, it was a leak. Roughly 600,000 credit card numbers, personal banking information, social security numbers, and more was stolen off the dark web. And if your information was for sale at one point, it's for sale all over. You can check to see if your email address or phone numbers have been breached over the years and to make sure that you have two-factor authentication set up for all your sensitive accounts. Just head over to commando.com. Then there's a link at the top that says Kim's Show. And just click there and you'll find a link to how you can check to see if you're on the list, which you probably are. And don't forget, 24/7, you can always find me on our website. Visit me there at komaindia.com.